This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. It's nice to have fans in high places, and a new movie from Afghanistan has President Bush and Secretary of State Powell raving about it. It's this year's Golden Globe Award winner for Best Foreign Film, and it's called Osama. No, it's not about Mr. Bin Laden. This Osama is the story of a girl in Kabul who must masquerade as a boy so she can leave her house and find work to support her family during the rule of the Taliban. Senior U.S. officials are seeing this film at special screenings in Washington, but you can also see it in local theaters, which is what Colorado Public Radio's Howie Moshevitz did.
The Taliban will not allow Osama's mother, a doctor, to practice medicine because she's a woman. So the girl's grandmother explains that if they cut her hair, she can pass for a boy and get a job. Osama's director, Siddiq Barmak, says he focused on women because he believes that in wartime, women pay the greatest price.
Because women, they are a real victim of every war. Even since the beginning of human history, I think a lot of mothers, sisters, wives in Afghanistan, they lost their own relatives, brothers, husbands, fathers, sons. I think they're feeling too much deepness of this tragedy than male. That's why I'm thinking that we have to pay attention.
Barmak found the young girl who plays the lead in Osama begging in the streets. He says there were virtually no trained actors left in Afghanistan after the triple devastations of the Soviet invasion, the reign of the Taliban, and then the American invasion. Barmak had studied film in Moscow, eventually returning to Afghanistan only to flee the Taliban. Barmak says when he went back after the Taliban were driven out, he found the actors, cinematographers, and writers who were still there completely demoralized.
They lost their identity. They didn't feel that themselves as a filmmaker, as a director of photography, as an actor. It was very difficult to arrange and rebuild everything.
What is magnificent about Osama as a film is that with one single film, Sadiq Barmak has managed to link the fate of his nation to a magnificent art.
Hamid Daboshi, an Iranian-born professor at Columbia University, says it took a lot of guts to make the movie because Barmak had chosen to recreate a film industry almost from scratch, and also because Barmak chose to tackle two controversial subjects, the role of women in Afghan society and the role of religion.
It is an extremely courageous film. It is courageous because it is, first of all, in the context of the Afghani society and culture, it addresses certain taboo issues that have never been addressed in any film whatsoever, and also a touchy political matter. The Talibans are still roaming around in the country, and it is not that Afghanistan is totally liberated from the terror of Taliban and what they have perpetrated.
For support, Siddiq Barmak turned to a neighbor. Celebrated Iranian filmmaker Mohsen Makhmalbaf had shot his movie Kandahar in Afghanistan in 2001. Barmak says Makhmalbaf was in the country again to help with two more films. One was being shot by Makhmalbaf's wife, the other by his daughter Samira.
When Mohsen Makhmalbaf came to Kabul to make a preparation for his daughter's film Samira, I told him about my dream to make this story, Osama. At the time it was called Rainbow. And Mohsen was so moved by this story, and he was excited by that. He promised me to find some financial resource. Even at least he promised me to give me $100,000 to start this project.
Makhmalbaf made good on his promise. And according to scholar Hamid Daboshi, Makhmalbaf also provided Barmak with a camera and connections.
Makhmalbaf was a major international filmmaker, and Makhmalbaf made it his principal objective to introduce Sadiq Barmak to every single director of film festival and filmmaker and producer and etc. that he knew. I spent almost a month with both of them in Cannes. And Makhmalbaf treats him like an adopted son.
Osama won a special mention at the Cannes Film Festival and the Golden Globe for Best Foreign Film. It's been praised by critics around the world. Siddiq Barmak says he made the film to help repair his demoralized country. In one of Osama's most striking scenes, the Taliban attack a group of women demonstrating for the chance to work. Hundreds of women in light blue burqas flee down a narrow street in a river of blue. Director Siddiq Barmak says that blue is also the color of luck in Afghanistan, a color that inspired him to make the film.
When I was younger, I remember that I read a very small sentence of poetry. It was blue rivers coming from blue sky, and it's going through the blue hearts. And I really wanted to realize this blue river. And just I found it in the first scene of Osama. It was just my dream to see this blue river.
Apparently, the members of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences didn't see it. Osama was not nominated for the Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film. For NPR News, I'm Howie Mofshevitz.